Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Chicks? Hey, I'm listening.
Literally so chic to have an ex-husband, like...
Okay, I find this so interesting because it's just, like, so fascinating to see how much public opinion changes as time passes and as information comes out. Because back in the day, I feel like women couldn't even grasp the idea that, like, divorce could be a good thing for them because...
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my god, this bitch is dumb as hell.
Because there was so much stigma.
As it should be. Look, you people are pathetic.
I think, like, having an ex-husband is so, chic.
Damn ignoramus. Why would divorce be a good thing? Just don't get married in the first place if you think like this. It's just so stupid. Really, they know it's bad, but they gotta try to flip things and make themselves not seem as bad. That's what they always do. Their whole life is a facade. Their whole life is trying to convince people they aren't pieces of when they are. The makeup, the fake personalities, you know, just on and on and on.
Around being like a woman in her late 20s and single and her being like spoiled goods or whatever. It's like if you're not chosen by your early 20s when you're impressionable, dumb, and insecure, then no one's gonna want you.
Impressionable, yes. Dumb, yeah, probably. But here's the thing. You're just as dumb in your 40s. You just say things with a little more aggression in your voice. It doesn't make you more intelligent.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that.
Look, guys need to start telling women up front. Hey, I like you. We vibing. But look, life's no fairy tale. And I'm not offering a fairy tale. We gonna have ups and downs. Gonna be dry patches. You know, just like with regular life. It's not gonna be smooth sailing and happy all the time. So if that's what you're looking for, you ain't gonna get it from me. And honestly, you're not gonna get it from anybody. Because that's just not realistic. A lot of times these women get a divorce because they felt like the purpose of marriage was for them to be happy for a lifetime.
You don't know that.
Women don't get married for legacy, duty, and responsibility. They either get married because they think it's going to be rainbows and butterflies, or they get married out of necessity because they need some, you know, help with the rent and bills. Or the other reason is to keep up with their friends or to not seem like such a loser. And that's why I say women aren't relationship material. Women are always talking about how men are dogs and men aren't this and men aren't that. Based on the statistics, women aren't fit for long-term relationships. They're too flaky and mentally and emotionally unstable.
Squeeze me?
Oh no, you did.
But now there's actual information that shows that unmarried, childless women are the happiest on earth.
That's a myth. That was debunked. Do your own research, but I looked it up. That is totally a myth. But they'll keep running with the myth, just like the whole wage gap thing. They'll keep running with it. They'll keep running with it, even though it's been disproven 1,000 times.
It's very unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be fulfilling.
There's so much more awareness towards male weaponized incompetence. And there's so many women on TikTok talking about how, damn, marriage is hard. I would not do this again. And if this marriage does not work, I would not get married again. I love to see it. This is what progress looks like.
It's an evil world we live in.
Cool, leave your husband and never get married again. What do you think is waiting for you on the other side? Financial struggle and mental illness and alcohol addiction. That's what's waiting for you. So yeah, that's a better life for you, I'm sure.
So I was discussing dating with my stepmom and I joked and said, you know what? The problem is I'm just very attracted to the conventionally attractive man that most other people agree is attractive. I thought she would laugh. No, this woman stares directly into my eyes, directly into my soul, and tells me that I will never find love in that group.
Open your eyes, can't you see?
Facts. But I love how they talk about themselves as if they're special. You know, I'm a rare breed. I like the men who are very attractive to everyone. That's really rare.
And honestly, I know that she's right. And yet, I'm not quite sure how to break the habit.
Women will continue to only hook up with the top 10% of men because there is literally no reason for them to mess with anybody else.
The most handsome man I had ever seen in my life, and I decided that he needed to be mine.
So he drops her off and tells her it's not him, it's her.
I can feel him running through my veins. He's still in me.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh, he's been
an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league. And he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
It's always the hoe bitches that be looking for a man of God. After y'all been ran the fuck through, now you want a man of God? Get out of here, bitch. You going to hell. You need to stop. Go ahead and repent for those sins and find you a regular degular.
Yeah, they always run a religion. They think Jesus can wash away their sins. And maybe spiritually he can. But in the real world, it ain't gonna work. Because God still know what it is with you. After spending a few minutes talking to you. And even the guys that don't figure it out by then, they'll figure it out after a few weeks of talking to you.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
They hope if they get a God-fearing man, he'll be a forgiving man like Jesus is. But let's face it, even if she get that God-fearing man and he, you know, accepts her for who she is, she's gonna sabotage it. This says being a single guy over 30. Either be a stepdad, get with a fat girl, or be single forever. Hey, you know what? Getting a cool fat chick might not be that bad.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Cause you high right now.
She could still be cute in the face. I would say go with the fat girl over the stepdad thing. A wholesome fat girl. It's a good chance the fat girl is gonna be more humble. The fat girl is gonna be more caring. She's gonna appreciate you more because she's a fatty.
Somebody done told you wrong.
I guess the other option could be get your passport and see what's cracking in one of the other countries. Let me know, guys, which one would you rather go with? Stepdad, fat girls, or single forever?
There are two big reasons why relationships do not last anymore. One of them is this illusion that people have really bought into, that there's this abundant selection of partners out there. And that's just simply not true. People always think the grass is greener, and it's not. And if you continue to leave relationships to move on to the next person, you will always be met with the same lesson that you didn't learn before.
And I just don't understand. Like, I just don't get it.
Like, doesn't, I'm sorry, what?
There isn't this, like, mysterious force behind your relationships dictating whether they work out or not. The force is you. The force is your beliefs, it's your desires, it's your thoughts. It's how you feel about the relationship and whether you really want it to work or not. We've gotten to this point where no one really has to put in effort for anything at all anymore. Everything is automated, everything is digital, everything is immediate, super easy, and that has bled over into how we approach relationships. Once people feel challenged to grow and to put in any amount of effort or energy, they leave because they're like, you know what, this shouldn't take effort.
Yeah, this message is gonna go completely over her female audience's head. Do you take this advice, ma'am? Are you married? Did you stick with one of your relationships? Or are you just another damaged woman trying to give advice on TikTok? I'm gonna go with the latter.
Good call!
You know, if you're my soulmate, it should just happen. It should be easy. There should be no conflict. You shouldn't make me feel uncomfortable. But real things require that. Being in a lifelong partnership with someone is very much a choice. It is thought out. It is strategic. You're choosing that person. And you're choosing to choose. You know, it's not just happenstance. And it's not supposed to be super easy all of the time. It requires not just love, but it requires honesty and respect. A willingness to listen.
Unfortunately, women learn all this when it's way too late. I wish their parents could have taught them this, or they could have learned this after the first Chad did them wrong.
A willingness to grow and to do better and try to meet another person's needs, even if sometimes yours are not being met.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
And it also requires aligned values and desires for the future. That's a huge one, and a lot of people don't consider that. They just go based off of chemistry, and chemistry is great. But a lasting, lifelong partner requires a lot more than that.
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
These types of relationships require both people to be able to withstand the very many versions of the other person that they're going to be met with throughout their life. And a lot of people can't handle that. And the second thing is,
I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.